From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we're going to venture to a speck of land way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean where we will search for sharks.
First, to our backyard, Southern California, where at least a dozen wildfires are burning, some out of control. Evacuations have been ordered for nearly 250,000 people in the San Diego area, hundreds of people being moved from a hospital and nursing homes in that area. The fires are burning from San Diego up the coast north to Malibu. Today, during a tour of Malibu, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said this about the growing crisis.
I proclaim the state of emergency in seven counties, and Cal Fire officials are using whatever resources they need in order to put out those fires. I urge everyone to follow the directions and evacuation orders issued by the emergency personnel.
NPR's Carrie Kahn has been out covering the fires, and she joins us now. Welcome back to Day to Day, Carrie.
Thank you.
Well, as we just heard, some dire news from Bill Metcalf there, the biggest concerns being in San Diego County. What's happening there?
It is grim in San Diego County. There are three fires burning now, one near the Mexican border. One person died in that fire. In the northeast part of the county, another fire has already burned more than 5,000 acres, and that's near the town of Ramona. Officials have told the entire community of 10,000 to evacuate. And north of there, another fast-moving brush fire has jumped a major interstate and is heading toward very densely populated areas. Officials are attempting to evacuate. It's a 20 by 20 mile area affecting thousands of residents. San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders is urging those in the path of the fire to get ready and get out when told.
This fire is moving very quickly, faster than sometimes we can even get all those calls made. Watch your TV, listen to the radio, and be prepared. Have your car packed right now if you haven't already been told to evacuate.
Now, Carrie, this part of the country, San Diego County, they're used to these kinds of fires, right?
There was a terrible wildfire. I feel like we're back here talking about this not too long ago. It was 4 years ago. The Cedar Fire was just devastating in San Diego County. A dozen people died near Ramona, and it just consumed almost 300,000 acres of the county, destroyed hundreds of homes, and it is very fresh in people's memories, those fires, and hopefully they will heed the warnings when they hear them.
And on TV and elsewhere, a lot of the focus seems to be in Malibu, of course, where a lot of celebrities have their homes. You were there. What was that like?
It is a smaller fire there, but it is such a compact area. And you've been to Malibu. Mm-hmm. The canyons come right down to the ocean, and there is so much housing there, multi-million dollar homes, but there's also a lot of activity there. I had a little dispute with the newscasters at NPR yesterday when I was filing my spots. I said, these are hurricane force winds. And so they were saying they can't be hurricane force winds. I said, they're almost 80 miles per hour. That is technically a hurricane. And I was up at Pepperdine University, which was in the early morning hours. The flames were right at the edge of the campus. Over 800 students were corralled into the cafeteria and into their basketball arena there and watching the flames around the campus. And the wind gusts there were blowing me over. And that I'm
blowing you over. You're a seasoned reporter. You're used to this. You normally get blown over.
Well, it was just it was an amazing sight. The fixed wing aircraft there, they had those big super scooper helicopters that come down and drop their hoses. There's two little ponds there at Pepperdine. They sucked those dry. They couldn't go into the ocean where they usually take the water out because there was just so much wind. And it was so erratic. You'd be on certain parts of Malibu at one point in the day, and then the fire would just hopscotch up to the hills or down back to the beach where they burned a home right on the beach. It was an amazing sight.
Although I noticed in some of the pictures in the newspapers, surfers took advantage of, you know, the wind and the waves. And
I think they took more advantage of the people being evacuated, and there was less people and less people to fight with out in the ocean. There were some surfers out there, yes.
This is the normal time of year for the Santa Ana winds. Is that what's happening here?
It is, but there's also just, we've had this horrible drought. If you remember, just in 2004, 2005, we had a lot of rain, so the chaparral grew real fast, and then we just had this terrible drought. It is so dry out there, but you hear seasoned firefighters say they've never seen winds this strong and this hot, and when the winds come down into those canyons, it just sucks the humidity out of there, and in a dry chaparral, you've got a lot of fuel for a tremendous fire, and so we're going to watch those winds, which are expected through today and maybe even tomorrow, so it's a difficult situation in Southern California.
NPR's Carrie Kahn, thank you.
You're welcome.